The Pentagon says it will take time to set up military trials for suspected terrorists held at U.S. prison camps at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Bush says he wanted more than a dozen high-profile al-Qaeda operatives to be tried. So far, only 10 men have been charged since detainees first started arriving nearly 5 years ago. Meanwhile, the administration is trying to send dozens of detainees back to the country of their residence, but efforts have been blocked, most recently by a close ally, the United Kingdom. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
There are more than 120 detainees at Guantanamo Bay, about a quarter of the prison population there, who are eligible to either be transferred or released from custody. The military has determined that either the men are no longer so-called enemy combatants or pose a threat to the U.S. or its allies. And yet the men remain at the remote military base. Among that group are 9 men, former residents of the U.K., according to officials with the British Foreign Office, who did not want to be recorded, the U.S. has been holding discussions about returning the 9 detainees to Britain. The U.K. has refused. The Foreign Office officials say the prisoners are not British citizens and so have no legal right to return. This situation illustrates one of the many challenges the Bush administration faces as it tries to reduce the number of prisoners at Guantanamo. John Bellinger, the State Department's legal counsel, says it's surprising, given the clamor by the international community, to close the controversial prison.
There's a belief, if the president simply announced on Monday, Guantanamo is closed, that all the planes from the 30 different countries of whose nationals are there would simply fly in, and the people would get on the planes, and they would go back home. And that won't work. Most of these countries either deny that these are their nationals, or they don't want them home.
But often, the administration puts tight conditions on the transfer of prisoners, such as continued detention back home or 24-hour surveillance. The Foreign Office officials in Britain said these were some of the conditions the U.S. wanted if the 9 former U.K. residents were returned. But the officials say there was not enough evidence to warrant those restrictions. The U.S. will also not release detainees if there's a real fear they'll be persecuted back home. In that case, the administration looks for a third country to take them. That's what happened to a group of Uyghurs, ethnic Chinese Muslims. The administration did not want to send the 5 men back to China. Over the course of 2 years, the State Department approached more than 100 countries trying to find a home for the Uyghurs, says their lawyer, Sabin Willett.
They came up with Albania in the end. And we've got men who were sent to Albania in May. They're sitting today in a UN refugee center there with not a person in the country who speaks their language. No Uyghur community of any kind.
Vienna Colucci, the director of Amnesty International's Program for International Justice and Accountability, says it's not surprising that the Bush administration is having a hard time trying to find countries to take the Guantanamo detainees.
For so long, the presumption of innocence has sort of been thrown out the window, and they've been labeled these, you know, hardcore terrorists and killers, and these people would kill us all. And what that does is it leads to a sort of unwillingness on the part of other governments to take them. It also puts they themselves at risk because they are perceived to be a danger to their own community.
Colucci says the administration has the responsibility to solve this problem.
It's sort of been portrayed as, oh, what are we going to do? You know, this there is no solution. But, I mean, the options are clear. Given the circumstances in which they've been taken into custody and held, that they be allowed to stay in this country. And that's the obligation that the U.S. government has.
None of the dozens of men cleared to leave Guantanamo has been charged, nor has any been informed that the administration is trying to move them off the island. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.